Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Chime, intentional homage to Gino, dancing his way around the Boston Garden in the 70s to celebrate the Boston Celtics. Is that why you chose that this morning?
Exactly, Greg. Nailed it.
Excellent. How about those Orlando fans chanting, "We want Boston"?
Mm. Be careful what you ask for.
They want the smoke.
Be careful. They're going to get it.
Well, they'll get the Celtics on Sunday.
To be fair, that's been a big story. Like, do you want them to go, "We don't want Boston"? Like, what do you want them to say? We want to lose.
Yeah. Well, you can talk about the round one matchup for the Celtics all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Tomorrow on this show, Rob Ninkovich on the draft. And we'll get his draft thoughts tomorrow morning. And then Monday, our annual marathon show. Right there at the finish line on Boylston Street at the Capitol Grill. And that is brought to you by Sitco. And we'll be joined by Will Middlebrooks at 8 o'clock on Marathon Monday at the Capitol Grill. So, and what a day. It's going to be in the 60s, Curtis, for Marathon Monday.
Perfect day for you to chug nice drinks and have some apps at the Capitol Grill.
Well, we got the show, and then we had the party afterwards. And we got a bunch. If you're coming to the party to benefit the foundation, bunch of special guests I've been hearing from. Curtis, of interest to you is Jason Veritek, and D'Lo.
Derek Lowe?
Yes.
Both. Oh, my God. That is my hero. I want to meet Derek Lowe.
Yeah, both coming over after the game. I think David Andrews will be moseying his way around, so it should be a good event on Monday.
One of my favorite spicy margaritas of all time is when I'm handed one at the end of that broadcast.
Really?
I think Capitol Grill, they put them in like these dark mugs with a perfect salted rim. Absolutely delicious. Yeah. And the, what do you dip the fruit in? That's like a little bit of like sweet.
Creme fraiche.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's what you call it, right, Wiggy?
Yeah, that's what all your boys call a creme fraiche.
Can we get Derek Lowe on the show? That is like my idol. Love D'Lo.
I'll get him on Monday. You want to get him on Monday?
The balls on that guy in Game 7 on 2 days rest. Everybody talks about Dave Roberts and David Ortiz and Damon's Grand Slam, but Derek Lowe in that 04 postseason was the ball.
Sounds like you have a crush on him.
Have you ever met him in person?
I have not.
He is big.
I've seen him in person.
Yeah,
never met him.
He's big. He's a legit 6'3", 6'4".
I would give him a big kiss.
See if I can make that happen for you, Curtis.
And Courtney, didn't Greg say to us, if you haven't been offered tickets to the marathon party, to just send Greg a note?
Yeah. I think that he said email, DM, text, call.
That is the text messages are fast and furious on that baby.
Hill dog.
Hardest ticket in town.
Speaking of text messages, one for you, Shime, following up on the discussion that we had as a part of your lead. I'll read it verbatim.
Ooh.
A running back might last 5 years in the league if lucky. Why waste the number 4 pick on a running back?
I don't think they only last 5 years. I mean, Saquon Barkley's on his second contract. That means he's lasted 5 years, and he's going real strong.
Derrick Henry
is into his 30s. I mean, look, some guys are just built different, and I just think Ashton Jeanty is one of those guys. The guy led the nation in yards after contact. He not only did he have 2,600 yards rushing, after contact last year in college football, he had 1,900 yards rushing. This guy is just awesome. I don't know what it is about
him. Ohio State. Was that Ohio State? Who do they play in the playoff?
They play
Oregon, right?
Oregon.
And he ran for over 100 yards.
Yeah, he was not non-factor in that game. Entire non-factor.
Well, the first Oregon game, he almost rushed for 200.
I think in a lot of cases, experience informs the decisions that you make as you go through life.
Right.
And certainly Mike Vrabel had success with an extraordinary running back.
Right,
so maybe that's why there's smoke. There's fire around that smoke that they're suddenly interested in taking him at number four.
And you could get away with a guy like him, especially like when you look at the running backs that are successful other than McCaffrey, you can get away with those having a good running back when you have a quarterback that you can sprinkle in some runs. So, like, if you look at Saquon Barkley, you bring up Jalen Hurts. So you have to defend for the quarterback as well. Same with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. So if you can say, hey, we're going to utilize Drake May's legs, so not only are you going to have to defend Drake May in the running game, but you're also going to have to defend Ashton Jeanty, that's going to make things easier for Jeanty because they're not just going to be able to key on him.
Okay. I just would ask, what team, like first round running backs that helped lead a team to a Super Bowl?
To a Super Bowl?
I just think about that position. It's a luxury. Like, I think it'd be great. I'm sure Jeanty will be fine.
Yeah, but when you look at the talent level of the rest of the players in the draft, I would rather just get the best player available than like take a random swing on a guy.
Well,
like,
I would give you the first, you said first round running backs that led their team to a Super Bowl.
Sony Michel.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley, yeah. Yeah.
Right, but he was not, that's not the team he was drafted by, is what I'm talking about. Like, on the team that
you've
been drafted.
Oh, you're staying on the team they've been drafted by.
Because you're, you know, the purpose is to draft them and turn them into a champion.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, you look at a guy like Sony Michel, but the Patriots would have won without Sony Michel. I mean, any other running back could have done that.
It's just if you have questions on Will Campbell, like if you trade for Colton Miller, you have your left tackle, so you're not drafting a guard at four. And then if you have questions on Tet McMillan or you have questions on Jalen Walker, you just take the best player on the board, and it's Ashton Jeanty.
Right. I'm just looking at guys like Najee Harris, Travis Etienne. Like, I don't see it. I don't see the guy that's going to be.
Yeah,
even
but
Bijan
he's
Robinson.
So much better than those two guys.
Is he so much better than Bijan Robinson?
I think he's better than Bijan Robinson, yes.
He's pretty good, Bijan Robinson.
I mean, Bijan's so much better? I don't think so.
I think he is much better, yes.
Okay. And Bijan Robinson's good, though. So if you had a guy like Bijan Robinson who plays for the Atlanta Falcons, and he went in the top 10, I believe.
He went 7.
I think when you look at this, to kind of like, all right, if Shime wants to go with trading for the left tackle, now if you're sitting there at number four and we're saying Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter are gone.
Are both gone, yep.
I guess I could live with that. I mean, me personally, I could live with that. I like Tyler Warren. I just want to get...
Well, yeah, you have been all over them drafting a tight end.
I would drop down a little bit to get Tyler Warren, pick up an extra draft pick.
But I don't know. It just seems like the last 24 hours, that's what you're hearing.
Right, but you're going to have to get a skill player, right? So let's say they go the Shime route and they trade for that offensive lineman.
Yeah.
At number four, you're either going to go wide receiver, you're going to go running back, or you're going to have to go offensive skill player.
Yep.
And so out of the offensive skill players, maybe Shime's right. Ashton Jeanty might be the best available one.
But even if we were to redraft the 2018 draft, you would have said the Giants would have been far better off taking Josh Allen over Saquon Barkley, even though Saquon Barkley's had a probably statistical better NFL career.
Yeah, but you don't need the quarterback. We're talking about you're there at number four. You got your tackle. What do you take? If you're there at number four Greg, you brought this up, and I hadn't heard it, that they're interested in Jeanty, what would you take? Do you take Jeanty? Do you take Tetaroa McMillan? Do you take my guy, Tyler Warren? So I think you would take, and if you are looking at skill plays, he's probably the best available skill player left.
This is David. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, guys. Great show, as always. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I think we're overlooking the power of a running back. Marcus Allen on his second year.
Right.
Not the first, second year. Okay, went to the Super Bowl. So don't dismiss a good running back. Maybe not the first year.
Yeah.
I mean,
was that before or after he smashed OJ's wife?
Good question.
Okay, all right.
I mean, Walter Payton.
I think overall, Curtis's point is generally right. It's just with this draft, and you have to take every draft on a case-by-case basis, like, there's just, I don't think there's a better player to take. I would be fine with trading down if you would rather do that. I'm okay with that. But if you're sitting at four, I think you just take the best player available if you've already traded for your left tackle.
And the running backs are starting to come back when you start to look at value.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Having a really good, so you're starting to see a lot of teams. If one guy is like legit, like we brought up Bijan Robinson, they're starting to utilize their top 10 picks on running backs.
All right, we got to squeeze in the last couple leads quick here. So, Wiggy.
So mine will be super quick. So I would let everybody know tomorrow you must get out, go to the movie theaters, and support Sinners. That is the new movie with Michael B. Jordan, and it's directed by Ryan Coogler. And it looks absolutely amazing. It's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. And
what is the genre of the film?
The genre of this film is horror, action, drama. Okay. It's a movie that Michael B. Jordan plays twin brothers from the 1930s that kind of have this troubled past. They move back to their southern hometown. And the evil of, like, it's like vampires in it, and it looks like really good. It's almost like a little bit of a spinoff, if I had to say, not a spinoff, but if you remember the movie From Dusk Till Dawn with George Clooney.
Okay.
So it looks really, really good. It comes out tomorrow.
Will you go see it in a theater?
I will go see this in the theater because, unfortunately for me, there's a theater right downstairs from where I live, and a lot of people generally don't go.
What will be your snack of choice? If you could only have one.
I'm probably a Twizzlers guy.
You what? Are?
Yes.
You don't get popcorn?
I mean, if I had to choose.
Butterfingers.
What?
Butterfingers.
Yeah, not a bad take. Caught in your teeth?
Butterfingers are the best, the very best movie snack by far.
No, you only get popcorn.
I'm a Twizzler guy.
Twizzlers are great because they keep your fingers clean. You don't have to worry about the mess.
What?
Butter.
Yeah, like chocolate can get melty. Popcorn has butter and salt and stuff on it.
Delicious. Popcorn and Crunch a Bunch.
Popcorn. At the theater I go to, they put the butter on it.
Delicious.
But sometimes they might over butter it, too salty.
There's no such thing.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
Make sure you go. And Ryan Coogler directed Black Panther. He directed Creed.
Three Games to Glory.
No, he's one of the young up-and-coming top directors out there.
Okay, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
In a million years, would you have guessed Twizzlers as his selection there?
No, I love Twizzlers.
Never. Wow.
Only the red ones.
I was going to ask, do you like the licorice ones? The
hell
black,
no.
The black licorice ones?
Hell
they're
no.
not good at all.
No, you couldn't pay me.
What about the pollen peel ones, the cherry ones?
Ew.
No, I remember it, Shelly. I like the standard strawberry.
People who like black licorice are most likely serial killers.
Definitely.
Yeah. Agreed.
Definitely.
There are some people who actually prefer it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Like, ask for it out of the package.
My mother was like that. That she used to drink.
No.
What was the black liquor? Was it Kahlua?
No.
Sambuca?
Sambuca. Oh, God.
Yeah, she likes Sambuca?
Yeah. Disgusting.
That's a Greek liqueur, I think.
Yeah.
Real quick, because we're up against it. There's a wager on this show hanging on the line. So I wanted to bring this up. It seems like, based on a couple reports over the last 24 hours, that the Steelers are moving off of Aaron Rodgers.
Oof.
And so when you read into it, it appears like Aaron Rodgers holding out for big dollars. Steelers getting frustrated with that. Mm-hmm. And with the draft a week away, are basically like, we got to move on here.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Does that mean in your mind that there is no landing spot for Aaron Rodgers and his career is donezo?
No.
I think that
he might be holding out for more money, and then when the Steelers don't take a quarterback at 21,
they'll come back and pay him what he wants.
They'll circle back. And
so this smoke has no fire.
Nah, I don't think so.
They're just trying to get him to sign now before the draft.
And he's like, well, you know what? If I want to maximize my financial earning. Why not put them in a position to say, we're sitting at 21. There's a chance that both Jackson Dart and Shedeur Sanders will be gone before then. Why not put the pressure on them to come to me and say, all right, we need a veteran quarterback because we have a playoff team?
Steelers are his last hope, though. That's what I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, there doesn't seem to be anywhere else.
Yeah, unless somebody comes out of the woodwork.
All right. Those are our leads. We are going to get to They Said It next right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins season is over, and while we didn't get a press conference yesterday, we did hear from Charlie Jacobs via the Bees on X. In part, he wrote, the 2024-25 season was undoubtedly one of the most challenging of my tenure with the Boston Bruins. Today, I share your disappointment as the team clears out their locker stalls ahead of a long offseason. It's clear that we have a lot of work to do, and that work is already underway. There is only one way forward from here. Expectations and accountability are higher than ever. Interesting to see what that means.
Yes. All right. Well, they're back to work.
Yes.
Getting ready for the draft.
Yes. The Red Sox wrap up a stretch of 15 games in 15 days, taking the final game of this series with Tampa Bay 1-0. Thanks to a David Hamilton homer in the third, Sean Newcomb went 4 2/3, giving up 0 runs on 4 hits while striking out 4. So the Sox take that series. The guys are off tonight before their home series with the White Sox starts tomorrow. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
41 degrees and sunny, afternoon high, 57 and sunny.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.